This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that the country is witnessing rapid development and Bihar is marching shoulder to shoulder in this journey. Interacting with workers of BJP NDA virtually under the Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot program this evening, Mr. Modi said development works are going on in the country and Bihar, as there are stable governments in both centre and Bihar. He said when there is stability, the development accelerates. The Prime Minister expressed confidence that Bihar will again bring NDA government in the state. He said, due to power of a single vote of the voter, the Ram Temple has been built, Operation Sindoor has been carried out, and the country is rapidly moving forward towards liberation from Naxalism. Election campaigning has gained momentum for the first phase in Bihar for the assembly elections. JDU President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and senior BJP leaders are canvassing in support of the NDA candidates. Mahagathbandhan in Bihar Assembly polls, the Grand Alliance has declared Rashtriya Janata Dal leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav as its chief ministerial candidate for the Assembly elections 2025. Congress election observer and former Rajasthan Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot announced this today at a joint press conference held in Patna. Mr. Gehlot also announced that if Mahagathbandhan forms the government, the chief of the Vikasshil Insan Party, Mukesh Sahani, will be appointed the deputy chief minister. Speaking on the occasion, Tejaswi Prasad Yadav expressed gratitude to the alliance leaders for declaring him as the chief ministerial face. Meanwhile, senior BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad has termed the Mahagathbandhan a very weak coalition. President Draupadi Murmu said that the power of literacy, education and knowledge has enabled Kerala to be among the leading states on several human development parameters. The president was attending the Platinum Jubilee celebrations of St. Thomas College, Pala, in Kerala today. The president added that this century is described as knowledge century, as knowledge takes society forward and makes it self-reliant.
The 21st century is described as knowledge century. Knowledge that drives innovation, takes a society forward and makes it self-reliant. The power of literacy, education and knowledge has enabled Kerala to be among the leading states on several human development parameters.
India and Bhutan reviewed bilateral security cooperation and border management issues, including mobile signal spillover, future roadmap for integrated checkposts, maintenance of boundary pillars and cross-border movement during the 14th India-Bhutan meeting on border management and security. The meeting was held in Thimphu from 16th to 17th of October. Both countries reiterated their resolve to work together towards ensuring a safe, secure and prosperous border region. The Defence Acquisition Council, under the chairmanship of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, today cleared proposals worth nearly 79,000 crore rupees to enhance the capability of the armed forces. The Defence Ministry, in a statement, informed that for the Indian Army, acceptance of necessity, or AON, was accorded for the procurement of Nag missile system, tracked MK2, ground-based mobile ELINT system and high-mobility vehicles with material handling crane. The ministry further informed that for the Indian Navy, AON was granted for the procurement of landing platform dogs, 30mm naval surface gun, advanced lightweight torpedoes, electro-optical infrared search and track system and smart ammunition for 76mm super rapid gun mount. For the Indian Air Force, AON was accorded for collaborative long-range target saturation or destruction system and other proposals. In men's cricket, Australia defeated India by 2 wickets in the second ODI at Adelaide to take an unassailable 2-0 lead in the 3-match series. Chasing the target of 265, Matthew Shaw top-scored with 74, while Cooper Connolly remained unbeaten on 61 as Australia clinched the game with more than 3 overs to spare. Ashdeep Singh, Harshit Rana and Washington Sundar backed 2 wickets each, but it was not enough for the visitors. Earlier, India had posted 264 for 9 in the stipulated 50 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.